Welcome to The Deep Dive. We're here to help you get up to speed on interesting topics quickly without getting lost in the weeds.
Exactly.
And today we're tackling something really practical, how you can easily get your own static website up and running.
Yeah, maybe you've got like a portfolio site or a simple landing page you need to host.
Or just some info you want out there, and you're probably looking for the simplest way to do that. Well, you're in the right place.
Our source material for this is the documentation for an application called Surfer. It's designed to be pretty straightforward.
It is. And before we properly dive in, we want to give a big shout out to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive.
Mm-hmm. SafeServer actually provides the hosting for Surfer itself, and they're all about supporting your digital transformation journey.
You can find out more about them at www.safeserver.de.
Definitely check them out.
So Surfer, what is it? Well, essentially, it's a really simple server just for static files, the basic building blocks of many websites.
Right. And our mission today, really, is to give you, especially if this is kind of new to you, a clear, easy-to-grasp idea of what Surfer does and how you could use it.
Okay, let's get started. First things first. What exactly is a static file server?
Good question. So think about websites you visit. Some are always changing, right? News feeds, social media. They update constantly.
Yeah, dynamic content.
Exactly. They often need complex code running on the server to generate those pages just for you, right when you ask for them. That's dynamic.
Okay.
Now, a static website is different. Think more like a digital flyer or an online brochure. The content, the text, the images, it's all pre-made. It doesn't change unless someone manually uploads new files.
So it's just sitting there, ready to go.
Pretty much. It's built from files like HTML, CSS for styling, maybe some images. A static file server, like Surfer, its only job is to take those ready-made files and send them straight to the visitor's browser when they visit your web address.
Ah, so it doesn't have to think too much. Just deliver the files.
Exactly. It's much simpler, much lighter work for the server compared to those dynamic sites.
Makes sense. So if you have your simple website files ready, your HTML, your images, how do you actually get them onto Surfer?
Well, this is where Surfer is quite flexible. It gives you a few different methods, depending on what you're comfortable with.
Okay, what's the easiest way for someone just starting out?
Probably the web interface. You just use your normal web browser, go to a special admin address for your Surfer site that looks like https.yoursiteaddressadmin.
Right.
And once you're logged in there, it's often just a drag and drop thing. You take your website files and folders from your computer and just drag them into the browser window.
Oh, okay. Like uploading photos to social media or something.
Yeah, very similar experience. Very visual, very intuitive.
Nice. Okay. What if you're maybe a bit more technical? Or you like using the command line?
Yep. Surfer has you covered there, too, with a CLI, a command line interface.
Right. The text-based way of telling the computer what to do.
Exactly. First, you'd need to install a little helper tool. The command is usually npmg install CloudGen Surfer. NPM is just a package manager, a way to install these kinds of tools.
Okay. Don't need to worry too much about the details of NPM itself for now.
Not really. Once it's installed, do you use a command like surfer config? That tells the tool where your Surfer site is and gives it a special key and access token, basically proving it's you.
For security. Gotcha.
Then the main command is surferput. You type surferput, then the name of the file or folder you want to upload and where on the server it should go.
So surferput my website files lib, something like that.
Yeah, something like that structure. And there's also surferdel if you need to delete files. It might seem a bit intimidating at first if you haven't used the command line much.
Uh-huh.
But once you get the hang of it, it can be super fast, especially for uploading lots of files or automating things.
Okay, so web interface for easy drag and drop, command line for the more technically inclined. Are there other ways?
There are. Surfer also supports WebDV.
WebDA sounds technical again.
It does, but the concept is actually really cool. WebDAV lets you connect to your Surfer file storage as if it were just another drive or folder right on your own computer.
Oh, like connecting to a network drive at work.
Exactly like that. So you could see your website files in your Windows File Explorer or Mac Finder and just drag files in and out like you normally would.
That sounds pretty convenient, too. How does that work?
You use a specific web address that Surfer provides. For Windows and Mac, it's usually https.yoursiteaddresswebdav. Linux uses slightly different prefixes like DAVs or webdavs, depending on the desktop environment.
And you need that access token again for logging in.
Yep. You create an access token in the Surfer admin area. And when your computer asks for the username and password for the WebDAV connection, you often use token as a username and the token itself as the password.
Okay. And you mentioned Linux might need something extra.
Yeah, sometimes on Linux you might need to install a package called DAFS2 to get it working smoothly with the file manager.
Right, good to know. So that's three ways already. Is there more?
One more common one, SFTP, Secure File Transfer Protocol.
Ah, SFTP, I've heard of that. Often used for web hosting.
Exactly. It's another very reliable and secure way to move files. You typically use a dedicated SFTP client program. FileZilla is a really popular free one.
Right, those often have two panels, one for your computer, one for the server.
That's the typical layout, yeah. Makes it easy to see what you're doing, dragging files back and forth. Surfer's documentation mentions getting your SFTP login details, which usually means the server address, your username, and a password or key.
Okay.
An important point here is that Surfer lets you control who can access files via SFTP using its access controls. So it's not just for the main administrator. You could potentially give access to other users too.
That's quite a few options then. Web UI, CLI, WebDAV, SFTP covers a lot of bases.
It really does. It caters to different preferences and technical comfort levels.
Okay, so let's say you've used one of those methods. You've uploaded your website files. How does Surfer know which page to show first when someone visits your site?
Good question. By default, it looks for a file named index.html in the main directory you've uploaded.
The standard homepage file.
Exactly. Or it might also look for index.htm, the slightly older version. If it finds one of those, that's what it serves up as the default page.
And can you change that? If your main file is called, I don't know, home.html?
You can. There's usually a setting in the Surfer admin page, the admin area, where you can specify a different default index file name.
Flexible. What about if you just upload a bunch of files into a folder, but there's no index file in there?
Ah, well, Surfer has an option called public folder listing. If you turn that on in the settings, and there's no index file in a directory someone tries to access.
It just shows a list of the files.
Exactly. It'll display a clickable list of all the files and subfolders within that directory. This can be useful sometimes, maybe for sharing resources.
But maybe not always what you want for a polished website look.
Right. You might want to be careful with that setting, depending on whether you want people browsing your file structure.
Makes sense. And what happens if someone types in an address for a page that doesn't actually exist? The classic 404 not found error.
Surfer handles that quite nicely too. If you create a file named 404.html and put it in the root folder of your website.
So right at the top level.
Yep. Then whenever someone hits a URL that doesn't match an existing file, Surfer will automatically display the contents of your 404.html file instead of a generic server error.
Oh, that's great. So you can make your own custom oops page not found page that matches your site's design and maybe helps users find what they were looking for.
Exactly. Much more professional and user-friendly.
Okay, let's talk about privacy and access. Can you control who sees your Surfer site?
Absolutely. In the settings page, again in the admin area, you've got access control options.
What are they?
The simplest is public. As you'd expect, that means anyone on the internet can see your website. No restrictions.
Standard for most websites.
You have password restricted. You set a single password, and anyone visiting the site will be prompted to enter it before they can see anything.
Ah, okay. Good for sharing something semi-privately, like with clients or a small group.
Precisely. And the third main option is often called user restricted. This usually ties into a larger system, like if you're running Surfer on CloudRun.
CloudRun, like a platform for hosting apps.
Yeah. So in that case, user restricted means only people who are logged into their CloudRun account on that system can access the Surfer site.
I see. So more for internal company sites or community portals, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Where you have a defined group of users who need access.
Okay. Public, password, or specific users. Good range of control there.
Definitely. Covers most common scenarios for static sites.
Now, the documentation also mentioned something about CI/CD integration. That sounds advanced.
It is a bit more advanced, yeah.
Yeah.
It stands for continuous integration and continuous delivery or deployment.
Okay. What does that mean in practice for Surfer?
It's basically a way for developers to automate updating their website. Imagine you make a change to your website's code on your computer. With a CI/CD pipeline setup, you could push that code change to a service like GitHub, and an automated process would kick off.
And that process would update the website automatically.
Yes. The documentation mentions creating an access token in Surfer, like we discussed for the CLI and WebDAV.
Right.
You'd configure your CI/CD tool, Jenkins, GitLab CI, GitHub Actions, whatever, to install the CloudRun Surfer CLI tool.
The command line tool again?
Yep. And then, as part of the automated pipeline, it would run the Surfer put command to upload the newly built website files, maybe from a folder often called dist or build.
So server put dist or something similar would run automatically after every code change.
Pretty much. It means your live website is always up to date with your latest code changes without you manually uploading files every single time. Very handy for active development.
Very cool for developers, but maybe not something a beginner needs to worry about immediately.
Definitely an optional, more advanced feature. But good to know it's there if you need it down the line.
And just to circle back, that central control panel for all the settings, file uploads via the web, access control, that's all at https.yoursiteaddressadmin.
That's the one, your main hub for managing the server instance.
Great. And if people want to learn even more or run into trouble.
The documentation points towards the Cloudrun forum, which has a specific section for Surfer. That's likely a good place for community help and discussion.
Okay.
It also mentions the Surfer code repository and issue tracker, usually on platforms like GitLab or GitHub. That's where you'd find the source code, report bugs, or even suggest new features if you're technically inclined.
Good resources to have. So wrapping things up a bit, Surfer really does sound like a solid user-friendly option for static sites.
I think so. The key things are its simplicity at the core, just serving files, but also the flexibility in how you manage those files.
Yeah, from simple drag and drop to command line and even automated deployments.
And the access control options give you that necessary layer of privacy when you need it.
It feels like it lowers the barrier quite a bit, especially for beginners who just want to get something online without a massive learning curve.
That seems to be the goal. This deep dive was really aimed at giving you, the listener, that initial understanding, showing it doesn't have to be complicated.
Absolutely. It's a straightforward tool for a straightforward job.
Well put.
So maybe the question to leave you with is, now that you know about these flexible options, what kind of static content, a portfolio, a project page, maybe just some shared resources could you easily share with the world using something like Surfer?
It opens up possibilities.
It really does. And one final time, a huge thank you to SafeServer for supporting us today.
Yes, thanks SafeServer. Remember, they handle software hosting, including Surfer, and support digital transformation.
Find out more at www.safeserver.de.